track 5. Next, we have Talk of the County. Rowan Mantell takes us through her A to Z of inland.
After arcing along our coast from A to Z, I'm turning my gaze inland. Agriculture, artists, accent of air, here and there. Broadland, Breckland, Fenland, farmland, forest, handsome towns, flinty villages and a fine city. The sea and the rivers Waveney and Great and Little Ouse wrap an island county, a moated county with moated castles from a 900-year-old royal palace in Norwich to former fortresses now just bumps in fields outside Horsford, Denton or Milham. Disruption is understating the turmoil brought by those 1066 invaders, but could not be said for another 6 centuries when the word disruption was dreamed up by Norwich doctor Thomas Brown. Between treating patients and making scientific discoveries, he made words including ambidextrous, approximate, carnivorous, coma, compensate, electricity, exhaustion, hallucination, literacy, precocious, ulterior and ultimate. Not scrimmage, though. Football colours this country yellow and green, and the Song of the Canaries, sample line Have a Little Scrimmage, is the oldest in the country. On the Ball City. It's a fine city, too, although that seems an inadequate epithet. Ghost villages haunt the countryside, a constellation of lost communities with names like the poetry of a vaguely familiar language. Long gone, Hargham, Leitha, Nailond, Glossa and Jepeston. Closer in time, eerily empty streets still echo with gunfire where Thetford Forest villagers made way for the army. Norfolk has more vestiges of vanished villages than anywhere else in the country. 200 places where people once lived and worked and died. Now just the grassy graves of their homes remain. It has heroes too. Horatio Nelson fought for his country and triumphed at Trafalgar to sink Napoleon's invasion. Thomas Paine championed human rights. Howard Carter wrote Tutankhamun, woke Tutankhamun from 3,000 plus years of sand-topped, gold-entombed desert slumber. Nurse Edith Cavell was executed for helping soldiers escape German captivity. Thomas Foxwell Buxton fought slavery, and Delia taught the country to cook. Industrious Norfolk made shawls, shoes, aeroplanes, mustard, fast cars and fancy crisps. Julian of Norwich shrugged off possessions and even her name and left us the first book by a woman written in English. All shall be well, was the message of her visions. Kett had a vision too of a county where common land was not fenced off for sheep with golden fleeces. Fleeced, the dispossessed flocked to his banner but lost again. Literature looms large, as do looms, in a county where wealth was woven from woollen textiles and spent on more medieval churches than anywhere else, each flinty masterpiece glowing with saints and angels, works of art, love and faith. Nowhere is the name of a Norfolk lane. On the Hur is Norfolk for not quite as flat as cowards claim. Pingos are ponds bequeathed by the glaciers that ground across Norfolk. Queen Boudica raged across the county too and almost quelled the Romans. Our first named rebel in a rebellious county vanquished Roman Colchester and London before vanishing from history. Saxon saints floated into staves or grew from fields like Wolston with his holy well at Boreborough and heart for farm labourers. King Edmund lost his head to Vikings, but gained a sainthood. Terrified locals hid treasure underground and did not survive to unearth it. Visions of a virgin brought pilgrims to Walsingham. Pilgrims flock here still, not wandering barefoot, but in boots with binoculars, wondering at birds or Britain's biggest butterfly found only in the Broads. Xmas comes everywhere. But extremely extravagantly, exhilaratingly in Thursford, where Britain's biggest Christmas show treats visitors from across the county to a cornucopia of music, dance and comedy with a spectacularly talented cast, flowing from soul-stirring carol to high-kicking chorus line, from Bethlehem to Broadway and back again. Yare, Bure, Babbingley, Hun, Mun and Mermaid flow through Norfolk too. some still topped with wherries built for trade and turned to tourism, like Norfolk, with a past floating back beyond the era of ziggurats in Mesopotamia and forward to the two different ziggurats of a university research park where scientists unzip life itself.